you Becklin!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Buildup with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Five now in the game. You see Schmid, he's had trouble with what looks like pretty innocent shots in this game.
Yeah.
And the Barracuda on their power plays in particular, they're just too fine. They're trying to make that perfect seam pass. Here's a chance. It's tipped through. Vincent, what a brilliant tip. On the short side, it's a 3-1 Barracuda lead.
All right, welcome everyone. We are getting ready for the San Jose Sharks to take on the Vegas Golden Knights. A Saturday night showdown. This one is going to get underway at 7 o'clock this evening. 6:30 pre right here on the Sharks Audio Network. A little bit of news for the San Jose Sharks. Lineup changes. Will Smith is back into the lineup tonight. I imagine he'll be the third line center. And Vitek Vanacek will be getting the start. So Will Smith, after he had his last break on the game against Winnipeg, he came back with two high-quality games against Colorado and Anaheim, and then he did not play in against that game against the Kings, and he'll be back at it tonight against Vegas. So I'm very excited to see what Will Smith can do in this game, and also Vitek Vanacek. He's had some very good performances as of late, and I'm excited to see another start from him. But we're actually going to talk a little bit of Barracuda as we are now joined by the play-by-play voice of the San Jose Barracuda, Nick Nolenberger. Noli, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, you go on the road, you win two games against the Vegas Golden Knights of Philly. You're feeling good. It's a building and an atmosphere. The Barracuda have not had much success. They had only won three games prior over about a five-year span, and they won back-to-back games against the Silver Knights. So they're off to a great start, 5-1, 10 points through their first six games, sitting at the second spot in the Western Conference just behind Calgary, who's played an additional game. They are 6-1. So, yeah, you couldn't ask for really a better start. There's been production up and down the lineup. Special teams has been great. Goaltending has been outstanding. The young guys are pulling the rope. You've got tons of young rookies that are already producing and having early success. So it's been really a picture-perfect start for the Barracuda. And there is a ton to be excited about when you think about all the prospects that are part of this team, the veterans that are helping out as well, and then some unsung guys that you didn't necessarily pencil in to be big difference makers that have been really, really good to start. So, yeah, it's been a great start. Everybody's feeling good. The team's gelling, and it looks like it's going to be a great year.
The one thing that I noticed was when the roster was announced and just looking up and down, and that wasn't to take a knock on anyone that was there previously, but up and down the roster, it was like, wow, this is a significantly more talented team than what was there last year or the year before. Was that immediately evident to you when they played in their first competitive game?
Yeah, it was going into every year. I'm pretty optimistic. You go and you sign some veteran players and you're like, okay, we've got a mix of our young guys coming in. We've got these veterans. I think we're going to be a pretty competitive team. It just hasn't really realized itself over the last couple of years. You know, the AHL is a very hard league to play in. Frankly, there's a lot of skilled guys that are probably good enough to play in the NHL, just a lack of opportunity. But this year, there was a clear difference, really even starting in the preseason and then into opening night, that this team was going to be legitimate. You look at the guys they brought in, starting just with the veteran players. You bring in Andrew Podorolski, who's a two-time Calder Cup champion. He's been a scoring champion in the AHL. He's been to the finals the last couple of years with Coachella Valley. They didn't win, but they went to the finals, and they were a dominant team. The Barracuda experienced that over the last couple of years. You bring in his running mate in Jimmy Schultz, who was considered one of the best shutdown defensemen in the AHL. He was part of that Coachella Valley team. Those were two offseason signings. And then in August, you added Colin White, a former first-round draft pick of Ottawa. He's played over 300 games in the NHL. Most of his career has been in the NHL. Over the last couple of years, it's been kind of AHL, NHL. But he's a really kind of smart, defensively sound center iceman. So he provides depth down the middle. Those are just a few veterans to know. And then you get a guy like Justin Bailey back to the American League, played over 50 games last year with the Sharks. You saw him a ton. And then coupled on top of that, you've got a goaltender that's considered one of, if not the top prospects at the position in the entire world in Yaroslav Askarov. And he's been more than advertised. Shutouts in his first two games. He's 4-0 to start the year. He's tied for first in the AHL in wins with those four wins. He has been absolutely outstanding. Just the athleticism, his ability to track pucks, the size, it all sticks out when you watch him. You know, you watch a guy sometimes and you're like, does he have it? Does he have it with a prospect, or in this case, a guy we hadn't seen? And you can tell almost instantly that they have this it factor that's kind of hard to describe. And that's what Askarov has. So you get that blend. And then on top of that, you've got rookies like Colin Graf has been absolutely brilliant. He's got 9 points through his first seven games, seven assists, scored in the first two games, tied for second in the league in scoring. That's highly productive. Philip Bystedt has points in every game this year. He has a seven-game point streak dating back to last year. So you've got rookie players that are producing. Mm-hmm. Luca Cagnoni's been probably the best offensive defenseman in the entire AHL. He leads the AHL among defensemen in scoring, leads the AHL among defensemen in goals. I mean, he's been outstanding. He's 19 years of age, and there's more guys you can list that have been awesome as well. So there's so much depth. There's so many different options for John McCarthy. And when you've got that at your disposal, you know, you're going to win a lot of hockey games, and that's what's transpired so far.
Let's start with Luca Cagnoni, because he is such a kid, and I talked to him a bit during the preseason, and such a nice dude and so cool and just, you know, just like a super nice guy. He's just seeming to be having fun. Like every time I talk to him, always smiling, always in a good mood, but you remind yourself, you're like, oh, this dude, you know, he's, you know, a couple years ago, he could have been in high school, you know, like in the Bay Area, just looking at him, but he's so good, Nick. Like in the preseason, it was like, holy Lord, like the development, like we knew he was a good player, but it just seems like it was an entirely different player out there on the ice. And we've seen that so far, 7 points, 4 goals, 3 assists. And I've kind of wondered, like, hey, is this guy not just making a case for staying in the A, but coming up to the National Hockey League before this year is done? Because he's just looked so high quality.
You know, there's so many guys that come in from junior and put up these just eye-popping stats. And you kind of, you don't hold your breath as they start their pro career, because you just want to see how they can adjust to the differences, right? The speed, the physicality, just the rigors of a long season. And Cagnoni's not a big guy. He's 5'9". He's 100, mm-hmm. maybe 85 pounds. So there's concerns there in terms of his size. But when the Sharks drafted him, Mike Greer has been pretty consistent with his draft classes. He's gone big. Every guy he's drafted is 6+ foot, and they're all pretty big and physically gifted in that way. Cagnoni is kind of the exception. He's made a couple of exceptions, and Cagnoni's certainly one of them when they drafted him because of his size. He's not a big guy, but the offensive abilities, the hockey smarts totally jump off the ice when you watch him play. I mean, he is skilled really beyond his years. He's so confident for a 19-year-old kid. And something Drew Remenda always says, and he took it from Todd McClellan, he says, it's hard to be hungry when you're full. And for Cagnoni, he's been undersized, kind of written off his entire life. He was not drafted into the Western Hockey League, a league he envisioned him playing in for his entire youth as a kid growing up in the Vancouver area in British Columbia. Did end up making it, and obviously was extremely productive and successful. Mm-hmm. Played in Portland with the Winterhawks, had 90 points last year, was the first defenseman in that league to hit the 90-point mark since the early 90s. So he had an incredible run in the Western Hockey League, but he's a guy who's been kind of written off to a degree because of his size. But he's come in and he's been so confident, has not wavered at all. You know, he's better defensively than one might imagine, too. He's not a liability in his own defensive end. He's got to do it in a different way than a big, you know, large physical defenseman who can just outmuscle guys. He's got to take good angles. He's got to have a good stick. He's got to use his hockey smarts. And I've been pretty impressed by his defensive game as well. So, mm-hmm. yeah, he has been outstanding. And you look at the points, he had goals in 3 straight. He scored 2 goals in the win on Wednesday for the Barracuda. And he's not just scoring goals where he's slinging it on net. He's getting a carom off a defenseman screening his own goaltender. I mean, he's putting it bar down, coming down the wing. I mean, he's just got so much skill and so much swagger. Yeah, he gets you extremely excited. We'll see what the plan ends up being at just 19 years of age. You know, technically, he could go back to junior this year and play another season in Portland. And the Sharks, you know, it seems like he's going to stick around, especially mm-hmm. with the way that he's played. They've been a little bit coy with what the plan is, but I think ultimately he'll be with the team all year. But there's no question. This is a young defenseman that is going to be in the mix for the San Jose Sharks in the future because of the offensive skill set that he possesses. It's just something you can't teach. So, yeah, it's been a great start for him. It's a long season, so you don't want to put everything into the first month. But the early returns are extremely encouraging, and it's hard to not get excited about this player and what it could be for him in the future.
Let's talk Colin Graf. The Sharks got a look at him at the end of last year when they signed him. Hobey Baker finalist. Obviously, this is a kid who people did not have that high of a draft status for him when he was eligible because he was small, and then he grew like 6 inches, and now he's a large young man. And like you said, he's off to a great start. 2 goals, 7 assists up there at the top of the league. You said he was tied for the league lead?
He was tied yesterday. There were games last night, so he's now tied for second. 9 points through his first 7 games. The leader in the league has 10. So he's just
Yeah. I mean, he's doing his job, but yes. I mean, that's his, you know, he would have been a top 10 pick if he had been the same size. That was what was the knock on him. And now it looks like he's just living up to that hype.
Well, it's really fascinating, and this is absolutely no fault of Colin Graf's, but when we kind of looked at the roster going into this year, you didn't know if Graf was going to be on the Barracuda for one. You thought maybe he makes the Sharks, but I think conventional thought was he probably does go back to the AHL or starts in the American Hockey League because he's still a young guy, and you talk about his size. He sprung up quite a bit from a height standpoint, but putting on more physical mass is going to only help him moving forward to deal with kind of the rigors of an NHL season and just the night in and night out grind. So he starts in the AHL, and right off the hop, he scores a beautiful goal on kind of a partial breakaway in the opener. And I was like, okay. I mean, he was in tight, showed off the hands, puts it upstairs. I was like, wow, okay. And I hadn't seen him play much because he played the 7 games last year with the Sharks and never played in the American Hockey League. And it's hard to really get a read on a guy when he's coming straight in from college and he's just trying to get his feet under him, head spinning, and adjusting to a completely different environment. Next night, almost the same exact goal. He gets a partial breakaway, strips the puck in his own defensive zone, rushes up the ice, had a guy right on his heels. He ends up putting the puck on net, and without overskating it, he's able to stop, alertly stop, with the play completely in full motion, and he gets his own rebound, and he puts it past the goaltender, again upstairs, for a second goal in as many nights. He's had assists every game since that point. He's got 9 points, as we mentioned, through his first 7 games. And man, the way that he plays, ask Drew Mendo about it, because he came to the game yesterday because the Sharks are in Vegas tonight, and he called the game with me and Henderson, and we talked about him on multiple occasions, just the way he thinks the game, the way he's able to create space. You can tell it's not too fast for him, that he's processing the game at a rate that's allowing him to make plays and be creative and use all the skills that got him to this level. But going back to a guy like Ken Yone, a little bit underrated, maybe overlooked in his career, same thing with Colin Graf, an undrafted guy, as you mentioned, and he's got everything in front of him now as a player that would have been drafted. You know, he's in a situation that's great for him. Obviously, the organization loves his skill set, his potential, and he's come in and he has just been awesome. So it really encouraging to see the way that he has started the year, and you see all the skills that made him such a highly touted free agent out of Quinnipiac. But again, a guy who just was not given anything, had to work for everything. Started at Union College, then went to Quinnipiac. I asked him yesterday, I said, when did it get on your radar that you had a future as a pro hockey player? And he said, you know, it didn't really happen until my second season when I transferred to Quinnipiac. We had a lot of success as a team. They won a national championship, obviously. But nobody had really talked to him from an NHL standpoint until his second season. Then it got on his radar, and he went back for his junior year, and he had about 6 teams talking to him. And ultimately, he chose the Sharks. He liked that the Sharks kind of knew who he was as a player and were going to accentuate all the good things that he does. And it's been a great marriage so far. He said he's been more than happy with his decision. It really has worked out well for him. And he understands the AHL is the perfect place for him for now. If he continues to play like this, it won't be long before he's up in the NHL.
Let me give you a couple more names. Kasper Holtonen, Ethan Cardwell, Andrew Podorowski, Philip Bisted. Which one of those names jumps out to you first?
Well, Cardwell was the big name going into the year. He was probably the most accomplished young player on this roster to start the season. He had no points through his first 3 games. Not that he was playing bad by any means, but I think sometimes when you go to the NHL, because he was in camp until really the bitter end, and was fighting for a job, and he played a lot in the preseason. Of course, he had that overtime winner in Vegas, so he had a lot of success. Not to say that he thought he was going to make the NHL or thought he was too good for the American League. Not saying that at all, but I think, you know, it's human nature to come back to the AHL and maybe have a little bit of a regression. And maybe that happened because there was more shooters, if you will, you can use a basketball term. There was more shooters in the lineup than there was a year ago. And last year, Cardwell was relied on in a lot of different situations to be a producer offensively for this team. And this year, there's just so many different options. And for Cardwell, it was good because they didn't lean on him right off the bat in the first couple of games to be that guy producing all the offense. And he eased his way in. I thought he got better each and every game. And you could see it the fourth game of the year, he picked up his first assist and it started to come on, started to come on. On Wednesday, he had a team high 6 shots on net. You could just see it. It was starting to come. And on Friday, he was incredible. In the third period, just a dominant player, had a beautiful goal to make it 4-1 where he had a one-on-one with the D-man, kind of took it wide on him and then went upstairs shelf short side in a really kind of condensed area, just a goal scorer's goal. And then an empty netter to kind of seal the victory. He went into the corner, and you know this name, Kalen Addison, a former Shark, a one-on-one battle in the corner with the empty net, out-muscles him, gets the puck away, centers it for Philip Bystedt for an empty net goal. Cardwell finished the game with 3 points. I mean, just an incredible final 20 minutes, but really you could see it starting to snowball for him in a good way. And he's a guy, obviously, Sharks fans should keep an eye on because there's no question he's going to play NHL games this year. And you talk Paul Dorowski, a veteran player, I think, you know, for Paul Dorowski, he's always going to be productive in the AHL, and every team he's been on has been successful. He still wants to get to the NHL as well, so we'll see if he ends up getting games. I hope he does. He's played a little bit in the NHL, I think 6 in his career. He's such a good, reliable, productive player in the American Hockey League. But just because he's in his late 20s now doesn't take away the fact that he still has a dream of getting to the NHL, and he's still pushing for a job. So you look at these veteran guys, and then Casper Holtman, another name for you. He's 19 years of age, could still technically go back to junior. Joe Will said they're going to wait probably till the trade deadline with these guys, with Cagnoni and with Haltonen, the CHL trade deadline, which is in January. So they've got a longer runway than the NHL. You can play more than the 9 games, like you'd have to make a decision in the NHL after 9 games. So we'll see what happens with Holton. And, you know, there's some things in his game that I think he still needs to fine tune. You know, skating is going to be a big thing for him over the next couple of years. Physically, man, he has no problem throwing the body around, has a brilliant shot that's NHL quality already. Yeah. But it's the other parts of his game that he's still got to refine. You know, he scored 2 goals in the opener, both on the power play. He's going to score on the power play, no question. He's got that big shot. It's the other parts of his game I think he needs to continue to round. But what a valuable experience for him. If he even does go back to junior or he goes and plays in the World Junior Championships, how valuable is it for him right now to get this pro experience? It's awesome for him. And I think he'll just get better and better as he gets more comfortable. I think I responded to most of the guys you mentioned.
Bystedt was the only one you haven't touched on yet. But I did want to point out with Halton, and there was a play where I saw him, because you talk about his physicality, he shrugged off a dude with such ease. It was kind of like manhandling, but he's 19 years old. It was very much wow, he's strong.
Yeah, and I don't mean this as a knock at all to European players or you know, guys from Finland, but sometimes you think of the European guys, they play on the bigger sheet. It's not as physical. It's not as condensed, and it takes some time for them to kind of embrace the physicality of the game. I've been blown away by how physical Casper Holtonen is, and it started in preseason. I mean, he threw big hits in each preseason game, and I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, just sometimes you get a little nervous with these guys. They're skilled, you know, they're offensive, but they don't really want to get in the muck. They don't really want to mix it up and throw the body and use some of their physical tools. But I kind of asked him about it, and he said, you know, I've been a big guy for most of my life, and it's something that I enjoy. I enjoy throwing the body. I enjoy being physical, and that's going to help him as he continues in his career as well. He's not just going to be a one-dimensional scoring winger. If he can throw the body and provide a little extra and continue to work on some of the other details of his game, you know, what occurs in his own defensive zone, his foot speed, things like that, just the way he reads the game, you know, he's got a very bright future as well. He's got all the skills to play in the NHL one day, but while he's in the American League, and even if he ends up going back to the OHL, it's a great opportunity for him to continue to refine because, as you mentioned, he's 19 years of age. We want these guys to be ready right away, but it doesn't always work like that. Even if there's certain elements to their game that is ready, you know, him being in this league and at this level is going to be huge for him in the future.
Hear the rest of that interview tomorrow morning on Morning Tide as we look back at what will happen in tonight's game against Vegas. Of course, join us again at 6:30 right here on the Sharks Audio Network for pregame coverage, 7 o'clock go time. And of course, we have an hour of pregame coverage starting at 6 with Dan's Till Report. Then this episode of The Buildup, then live pregame, then the puck drops at 7 o'clock. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.